This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
Hello and welcome.
Hello.
My name is
welcome.
Hi.
My name is Madeline. I'm here with Isia and Max. And I can't believe we have an Ira Glass station ID. That's hilarious.
I don't know who that is.
He is the host of This American Life.
Oh, cool.
He's a legend.
He's, yeah.
NPR legend.
Well, yeah. I'm not very well versed in radio, ironically.
Yet well, you're the vice president
yeah.
of this radio station.
No, that's fine.
Nothing wow. but respect for my vice president. All right, I've got quite a variety for you today. Yeah. Should be fun. I couldn't decide on a theme. I didn't know if I want to go for more upbeat stuff or more calm stuff. So we
calm
have
stuff.
A mix of both.
A mix.
So we'll start with this band called Anemone.
Oh, it's spelled. I've heard of their songs too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's spelled anemone, which is
I always say anemone
funny.
Anemone, I don't know what it is, but today I got it finally.
Are they local?
No, they're from Montreal.
Oh, sweet. That's
CanCon.
Where culture comes from. Canadian culture.
Here, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I think that our scene gets such a bad rap, but...
Although, okay, so there was a concert on Saturday, Winona Forever, and...
Yes, I was there.
Yes, but they're from Vancouver, but then our station said that they're Montreal-based,
right.
And it's like, wow, taking away from Vancouver.
Yeah. Well, they
brutal.
Are now,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But,
oh,
well.
It happens. It's like people who think Mac DeMarco is from, like...
Edmonton.
Edmonton. He's from a small island.
Really?
He's from Vancouver Island somewhere, apparently, allegedly.
Really?
Huh.
That's what Ava says, but she's biased because she's also from the island.
Well, he's canceled now, so...
What did he do?
What did
he
do?
He was
say
at
allegedly because we're on radio.
Right. Allegedly, he was at a party with a lot of underage people and encouraged his friend to participate in an act that was not appropriate for a bunch of underage people. And also, it's just like weird that he would go to a high school party in general. So
that
true.
Is weird.
And then there's the Mitski thing where he like straight up copied her.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. What was it? Becoming the Cowboy? That was the name of his single.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've never heard of Mitski in my life.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. I think she thought it was funny too, and everyone else was just angry.
Yeah. She was like, oh, well, we were fishing in the same collective subconscious.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Mitski taking the high road.
So diplomatic.
So diplomatic.
Wild.
So let's get started. Let's listen to Anemone.
What song?
Party theme.
Nice.
Did you play that?
Mm-mm.
Cool. And then New Japanese Breakfast.
Yay.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is proud to present the 2019 Showcase.
Featuring 8 camper bands who wrote and learned their songs all in 1 week with special bands Primp and Biawana.
Come down to the Wise Hall Saturday, July 13th. Doors at 12:30 p.m., show at 1 p.m.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival takes place at Jericho Beach Park, July 19th to the 21st. Join us for an unforgettable weekend featuring 59 artists from around the world, food from delicious local vendors, and more. Tickets at www.thefestival.bc.ca or at Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live on the ancestral and ceded and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. My name is Madeline and I am joined by
Max
and
Isia.
And we're here with you for the next hour, playing some tunes and hanging out, having fun.
Wow. Choose your wower.
Okay.
I pick the vape guy.
Oh, that was going to be mine. Oh, I pick Owen. What's his
Wilson?
Name? Elrin Wilson, yeah.
Who's the other third wower? Yeah. Do you know what we're talking about?
No.
Thanks for your honesty. You know that vine where the girl vapes and then the guy turns around and he's like a millimeter from the camera?
Of course. And so, yes, yeah. I know that.
Wait, I'm trying to find the third wower. Producer, sorry, that's... Oh, it's a Cassie from Skins.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely the vape guy is my wower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a pretty good Owen Wilson impression, I feel like. Just like your normal voice.
So he is Owen Wilson.
I'm now Owen Wilson. Well, didn't Megan say that I sound really American on
yeah.
air?
Megan was listening to my show and she was like, Max sounds really American.
That's so interesting.
But
you're so American. You know the Portugal the Man song?
No.
It's just like... Just talking about how someone's so American.
Do you know She's American by the 1975?
No. See, I'm just gonna say no to everything.
That one
I'm
Bruce
uncultured.
Springsteen song, that's also about America, born in the USA.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
That song.
Is it the 4th of July
everyone,
today or was it
yeah.
yesterday?
No, it's today.
Today.
It's today.
We were just talking about
I
it.
I thought it was didn't, just because it happened the last week. I don't know.
Didn't Trump use
tanks?
Yeah, he has tanks.
No, I was going to say, didn't he use Born in the USA for that when in the 2016 primaries
yes.
when he was coming down the escalator? Wasn't, yeah, I think he was playing Born in
right
the USA.
Right before he said the Mexican thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the end.
It really was.
The simulation was
oh
breaking.
My God. Yeah, it really was.
Born. I don't know why I did that. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I don't think he gets that song. This is supposed to be like... Ironic.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it
like
is
it's not
ironic.
It's supposed to be like, oh, America's whack.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Bruce Springsteen is like pretty...
Well, didn't he like sue Trump for using his music without permission?
Did he?
Well, I know that a lot of artists have done that.
The art of the deal.
The art of the deal. Threaten, and win. Yikes.
Crazy. How did we get here from Choose Your Wower?
Wower. Because Owen Wilson.
Okay, yeah. Owen Wilson, American, July 4th, Trump.
Right. That's so
art
random.
Of the deal.
It's like that easy. Wikipedia. Yeah, easy. Like,
oh, how long until... Me and my friends do that all the time.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. You know that? Yes.
I'm actually getting this. Yeah. I don't know.
No, this time I know.
Perfect. There's this podcast I listen to called Reply All. And every once in a while, they do this format called Yes, Yes, No, where they bring up this tweet that's, like, so niche. And, like, there's, like, 12 different inside jokes into it. And they ask everyone around the table if they understand what the tweet is.
And so just go,
how do they
yes,
find
yes,
the tweets?
No.
They just, like, pick one randomly. Oh. They're so good. Like, one episode, they talked about the YouTube beauty community.
Oh. Is that the whole podcast or just one of their podcasts? Was that?
Just one, yeah. Like, they do that format. every couple weeks, maybe.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, should we get to some more music?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So next two songs are Earthquake.
Classic. It's so repetitive, but it's sort of addictive.
Don't leave.
It's so good. And then I threw a Winona Forever song in there, which is very topical, considering they just played here, called Heads or Tails.
Sweet.
Thanks. Let's enjoy. For real this time.
Stop. Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youth recognize their many strengths and work towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, please visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM on broadcasting on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam people. We have about half an hour left in the show, so that we would bring up some hot topics.
Hot topics.
Hot topics.
Like The View, my favorite television
The View.
Show.
Do they have a segment called Hot Topics?
Yeah, that's like all their like shorter stuff. I have a bone to pick with Meghan McCain. I have so many bones.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say, so basically, you know how AOC compared the detention centers to, she used the word concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say the Holocaust. She just said concentration camps. And everyone got mad and was like, you can't compare this to the Holocaust, blah, blah, blah. And they got really mad. And Meghan McCain was like, you can't compare things. That's really bad. I know one Jewish person. I'm offended, basically. That's like her retort for anything.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I think I'm going to quit The View. I feel like I'm an animal trapped in a cage.
Oh,
and everyone was like,
no.
You know who else feels like an animal trapped in a cage? The people in the detention centers.
Trapped in cages.
Thousands.
Yeah. She's just so tone deaf. Or she'll give an anecdote and then Sunny will be like, here's another anecdote to battle your anecdote. And she'll be like, we don't argue with anecdotes here.
Oh my
use
God.
Facts. I'm like, but you just did it. Anyways.
Alternative facts.
Yeah.
Didn't she also say, because is this the same topic about the detention camps where someone was saying, oh, it's torture? And she was like, my father
actually got tortured.
Yeah.
And literally her whole feed today is just like, USS McCain, John McCain, 4th of July. She has no identity outside of her father.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Some people are able to transcend their parents' legacies. I mean, like Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, she's
been able
done great.
Like,
yeah.
You see, there's some people that are able to go beyond what their parents did and make a name for themselves, but so many people just fall into the same trap.
I feel like she could too if she just stopped talking. It's because she just brings him up constantly, like in any topic he comes up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she would be famous without her dad, but at least she could be known as more than just her dad's daughter, but she just doesn't let that happen.
I mean, she could also, like, because, I don't know, ideologically, she's not that crazy of a Republican person.
She...
But she's still tweaked.
She's, like, very, like, NRA... Like, I know, she's...
But, like,
I think She used to be really moderate. She used to be, like... kind of reasonable and like no I watched old interviews with her and she was like fine, like she didn't get really angry, she didn't scream at people, she just like disagreed with them and like talked about it, but something happened and she just
polarization.
Well,
man.
Yeah,
well, I think that she also I never know if this is like a conscious choice of like you are more reactionary just to like any news is good news kind of thing, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like you just become sort of the spectacle, and I never know if that's deliberate or not, but
I don't know. She's just kind of tone deaf. Like whenever one person in the audience claps for her, which you'd be like, oh, that's awkward. Only one person agrees with me. But every single time she's like, thank you. Thank you. One person in the audience clapping for me. Thank you. And like,
that's so insensitive.
I'm like, I don't think she gets how like the rest of the world sees her.
Right.
Beyond her like McCain bubble of gun toting. Southerners, or those folks from Arizona.
Yeah, she's not Southern.
No, she's not Southern. She's from Arizona. But she's from, like, the boonies.
The boonies of Arizona.
Yeah.
Isn't all of Arizona, like,
the boonies? Phoenix
outside of Phoenix.
Cool.
Although, okay, so this is really interesting. Now the U.S. Census might actually have the citizenship question back on. And it's ironic because Arizona would be one of the states most affected by undercounting in the census. And so I wonder what her position would be in terms of if they want more people to represent her state or not.
What do you mean undercounting? Like in terms of?
In terms of people who have citizenship or not. The Washington Post was running an interactive article on how different states would be affected were up to 5% of their population. California's population, it was like 4.9% of the population would be undercounted in their census if they included a question, is what they found. And so certain states, especially in the Southwest, would have not correct apportionment, which is sort of the process of assigning congressional seats to states.
Yeah, true.
So
I don't know if she would like even have
an opinion.
Yeah,
on that.
Which she would like. It just doesn't feel like, honestly, like a sexy enough topic to really care about.
Yeah.
Even though it's so important,
right? But
especially
it's like,
for those lifelines, for those types of voices to be heard, it's crazy,
right?
If I mean, want those voices,
isn't that always like,
she just likes crying on television because of her? She thinks she knows the most about anti-Semitism because her godfather's Jewish or something.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the epitome of tone deafness. Actually,
she just cries, and then people are like, stop crying for us. We don't want you to cry for us. It's not your job.
Oh my god.
I don't know. It's weird. Very strange.
Well, that was a pretty good hot topic segment,
yeah.
I think.
Hot
topic. How we got there.
Yeah, we'll see if she stays on The View, I guess. Check back in next week.
Anna Navarro is a great Republican voice because she argues and doesn't yell.
So. Well, she does yell,
she
but
yells,
it's funny.
But she's
it's
also
so
smart.
Funny.
She doesn't
she
like throw
smart.
Fits, though. She's never been like. The only fit she threw, it wasn't even a fit. She got mad when, like, Meghan McCain was like, I find it hard to believe that you're a Republican when you have these stances on immigration. And she's like, yeah, well, I was an immigrant. So, and she got really mad and was like, I fled communism in Venezuela.
She always does that, but I love it. She's
yeah.
so iconic.
She's smart, though. She's, like, really
She
smart.
Really is smart.
And, like, that's something I just never understand with second generation Americans even
yeah
or even like first generation, like where do you think you came from? You were an immigrant too. Like
it's like you can trace that.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, okay, this is the last thing I'll say, but it was really funny because they did a 23andMe or whatever, or ancestry.com.
Yeah,
and they're finding out their like roots or whatever, and when they got to Megan, they're telling her she was like Scottish or whatever, and she's like, I don't care about that, I want to see my trek through the states. Like she wanted to see like what settler nation she came from. She didn't even care like what original place she came from, she just wanted to see like where her people settled. And I'm like,
how would they
know? Yeah.
You know, they can find it. But it's just like, that's so sad. It's like you're like, I just want my identity as a colonizer. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not even like, like, that's all it is.
Wow.
That's so strange.
You're right.
But anyways, okay, no more
crazy.
About Meghan McCain.
Okay, check back in next week.
Happy fourth. <for, laughs>
yeah, more news on Meghan McCain. Okay, let's play some more good music. I have a song off Wise Blood's new album. And then we'll go to a local band with Maneater. We'll play Throw.
Sweet.
Drank a lot of coffee today. Got lost in the fray. I gave all I had for a time. Then by some strange design, I got a case of the empties. My world, a lost, forgotten pearl. When fire leaves a girl to burn to dry my life, living on the fault line. And at night, I just lay down and cry. Something to believe. Mm-hmm. something to believe. Something to believe.
Forget the 4th of July.
On the 6th of July, Cat Solano Street Party returns to West 4th Avenue. This one's dedicated to all the
9 to 5, 5 to 9 hot sluts. Join us on Saturday, July 6th, from Burrard to McDonald for a free day of music, food, beer gardens, and more. Featuring over 50 bands on 7 stages, including Devours, BB, Hey Ocean, Tanya Aganaba, Little Destroyer, and Missy D.
The Cat Solano Street Party, Saturday, July 6th. For more information and the complete lineup, visit catsolano.com. It ain't over till we get it, yeah. We keep it steady, yeah. It goes roots, rock and reggae. I rock, rap, and steady. Missy D on the mic controller, thought it was impossible to see this rap predicament. Hello and welcome back. That was a very topical PSA, considering it's the 4th of July.
Happy 4th, maybe? I don't know, happy, but it's the U.S.'s Independence Day, Divorce Day.
Divorce, Emancipation Day.
Freedom, question mark? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yeah. Freedom, question mark. But everyone should come out to the Cat Solano Street Party this Saturday. I will be there all day. So you can come say hi to me. And we're doing a live broadcast from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. of the bands that are playing on the Vine Street stage. So if you can't make it yourself, you can just tune in to CITR and hear it from wherever you're most comfortable.
Do you know who's playing?
I do. Devours is at 7. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Kylie V is at noon. What are the ones I can remember? There's a few CITR staples, like Devours. Mm-hmm.
This isn't a while, but I know Madeline Taylor, our program manager, had a part, or I don't know if she did the whole thing, but there's going to be a Pride event at Redgate called Redgate Pride something, and Devours is going to play, and Kylie V and a bunch of people, and it's on August 4th, the day after my birthday.
Amazing.
So is that too. Is that Pride night, or is that the day before Pride?
It's just a night. It's August 4th. I don't know August when Vancouver 4th. Pride is.
I think that's Saturday.
That must be the Saturday before the parade.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. It's a Sunday because my birthday is a Saturday.
Oh. Then never mind.
Hmm. Cool.
Lots of cool events coming up. Should we play some more music?
Yeah.
My mom gets mad when I don't play at least one song in French. So. she sent me this one.
That's kind.
And I really like it. It's cute. It reminds me of, you know that French song in Moonrise Kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like same.
Same vibe.
Same vibe. So take a listen.
talking about when a jock cries makes me want to cry too. It's sad and it's funny to see muscle men feel blue. They're meant to be so tough, but even sometimes they've had enough. Zero love on the courts, sporting old shorts, shorts and icy coaching hockey. Getting knocked out like Rocky, swinging in the ring. Don't tell me there's no such thing. As a sensitive jock, tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock. Zero love on the court, sporting old short shorts, a baseball to the face, a tooth out of place, a swing in the ring. Don't tell me there's no such thing.
Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
It's Max.
And Madeline.
And Icia.
Awesome. Wow. Okay.
Can you recap the songs that just played?
Yes. Please? So there was a French song that I can't pronounce, and I apologize in advance. Les Tombles, Les Filles, whatever. It was by France, by France Gall. Do you know anything about France Gall and if she's French Canadian? Is she?
She's French French. I think
she's
that
French French.
She was probably in the same circles as like Brigitte Bardot.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of Françoise Hardy.
Yeah, totally. I don't know who any of these people are.
I don't know French music, but
those like kind of boho 60s French ladies.
Mm-hmm. It definitely like sounded like that era. So yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
And then the last song that we just listened to was Jock Tears, and that's so cute and funny. I love it.
They're the cutest band ever. They also have a song called Kits Bro, which is also hilarious.
Iconic.
I mean, not show, song.
Song. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to just continue with some more music. Up next, we have Snail Mail's The Second Most Beautiful Girl in the World. And then after that, we have Superbike by J-Som.
Both two new releases.
Sweet.
First in the sun. We'll be right back.
between Pepsi or Cola. And she can knock out Rocky Balboa. I love Shaquilla. How you doing? What's cracking?
Hey, JJ, it's alright. I'm managing.
That's cool, dude. I had the kids in the white.
Like every single day, I'm just appreciating life. The city, sun, and so nice this time of year.
If I found love, I'd be bound to find it here.
Speaking of love, this my Shaquilla's right now.
Man, when she fell from heaven, it must have hurt like how.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Shaquilla. Oh.
Shaquilla.
Oh, Shaquilla,
that girl's my halo.
Halo.
I love Shaquilla.
Oh, Shaquilla,
that girl's my halo.
Halo.
I love Shaquilla.
Oh, Shaquilla,
that girl's my halo.
All right, welcome back.
Hi.
That was... You want to say hi?
Oh, hey.
Sorry, I thought you were going to.
I was prepping.
That was the last song we played was Shaquilla by Shway.
Shway, I love Shway.
I know. I learned the other day that it's because the guy's name is Jacob Schwinghammer.
Schwinghammer.
It's like Sledgehammer, but Schwing.
But Schwing, yeah.
He's the OG bassist of Winona.
Oh, really?
Forever. Really?
Yeah. Huh. The lead singer. He was like, he used to be their bassist, and when they moved out to Montreal, they got a new bassist. But he's like the OG.
Wow.
And they all used to be part of a collective, like Trash City, and it was like Winona Forever and Shway, and like, I forgot the other one, it was like Love Something. And they all were like the same people in like different bands.
Mm. That's cool.
Wow. It was fun.
Some Vancouver music history for you.
Mm-hmm. And then they all disbanded. So tragic.
But on to different things now.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
And we've got this great album from Shway, so some good things come to an end. But then start
like
back
the
up
show.
Again. Like the show is coming to an end. Up next is the News Collective's Democracy Watch, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Good night. Wow, wow, wow. Good evening.
Wow, 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 wow.